What does it mean for water to be living? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. When I was a little kid, my brother and I used to create what we called cold sundaes. We would layer big ice cubes and shredded ice cubes, and then layer water between them to make them all melt and stick together. So by the time we got to actually drink the water, your throat would burn so bad. And I still make them every once in a while, and it's always just as refreshing till a big chunk of ice falls on my nose, but it's worth it, right? Best water in the world. But it doesn't satisfy me forever. Only living water can do that. And what is living water? Well, it's actually the title of today's Devo by Bethany Acker. Imagine how good it feels to take that first sip of cold water after a long, hot run. Imagine how good it tastes to take that first bite of your favorite meal after you've been smelling it cooking all day long. Water and food sustain us. We need them to survive, and it can feel so good to consume them, especially in more desperate times. Now think about how God is our living water. Jesus said to a woman he met at a well that if she believed in him, she would never thirst again. But that doesn't mean physically. We will always need food and drink to survive on earth. But think about how much food and water mean to us. If God says we will never thirst again with him, that's a big deal. God is everything we need. He gives us life. He gives us purpose and meaning. God helps us through the hard times and gives us joy. He is our living water. He is enough for us. Jesus is God the Son, sent by the Father to die for us and rise again. Before he went to the cross, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty," as we read in John 6:35. And during the Last Supper, Jesus broke bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it." In communion, the bread is broken, and we remember how Jesus' body was sacrificed for us. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, he promises that everyone who trusts in him will have his presence with us always, and the sure hope of eternal life to come. When we know Jesus, he not only sustains us, he satisfies us and fills us with a glorious, inexpressible joy. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Jesus is the bread of life, and he gives us living water, which is the Holy Spirit. Why do you think God describes himself as bread and water? How might this help us understand him better? If you want to dig deeper, you can actually read more about communion in Matthew 26:26-30, Mark 14:22-26, Luke 22:14-20, and one last one, I promise, 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. Now, as you and I can read in John 4:14, "But those who drink the water, Jesus will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." Now, I've just got a couple more verses to suggest for you to read, so you might have to pause the audio and go get a notebook again, but here you go. So I'd encourage you to check out in your Bible Psalm 63:1-5, John 4:1-14, 7:37-39, and Philippians 4:11-13 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you need more daily encouragement? Well, head over to Instagram and follow us at Unlocked Devo. We post content most days, except for Sunday. I try not to so I can get a little rest, but you're welcome to join us over there and join our community. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about how God knows it all with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.